Here's a list of those challenges. For starters, the ongoing cost of merging with Progress and paying severance to some 1,100 employees, including ousted CEO Bill Johnson. The ongoing investigation over that ouster by state regulators. More cost overruns at Duke's controversial new coal-fired plant in Indiana. A damaged nuclear plant in Florida that could cost billions to repair. And people are just plain using less electricity, says Duke Energy CFO Lynn Good.
Average usage per residential customer continues to trend modestly lower as a result of the challenging economy and energy efficiency efforts.
Good says earnings would have been worse without the higher rates Duke was allowed to charge in the Carolinas last quarter. Duke Energy CEO Jim Rogers told analysts he'd like to see North Carolina lawmakers give utilities the ability to adjust electric rates automatically rather than having to make the case to regulators each time. That led into a question from another analyst on the call about what North Carolina's new Republican governor and Republican-controlled legislature might mean for Duke. Here's CEO Jim Rogers.
Pat McCrory will do a good job of pulling talent from around the state into Raleigh to really create kind of a world-class administration. And so we're very happy that he's been elected and proud of the fact that he's from Charlotte and he was our mayor for 14 years.
Rogers didn't mention that McCrory also worked at Duke Energy for 28 years before retiring to run for governor. And during his first 6 months in office, Governor-elect McCrory will have three vacancies to fill on the seven-member utilities commission that regulates Duke Energy. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.